Blog Talk Radio.
Hurry into Old Navy today and tomorrow to get jeans for the whole family on sale. Just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, starting today, redeem your Super Cash to save even more at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Super Cash valid 6/3 to 6/11. Jeans valid 6/3 to 6/4. Select styles only.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servodidio, and I am your host. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Insight into Healing airs Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Please send us any updates or questions to insightintohealing@gmail.com and check out my book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, at www.ccbpublishing.com/aservodidio.html. For a personal autographed copy, please send me an email at insightintohealing@gmail.com. Well, tonight I have a returning guest. On the line, I have Crystal. We will be talking about her project, Unholy Nights. We've been talking about this project for a few weeks now, and it is just so amazing. I had to have her come right back on the show to discuss this project. Crystal, welcome back to Insight into Healing.
Thank you, Alexa. It's great being here, and I've been looking forward to this.
Yes, and it's been so amazing. I know a few weeks ago I had you on, and we talked about your career and all the work that you do in the film industry and scripts. Now you have this project, Unholy Nights. Tell my listeners about it.
All right, well, Unholy Nights, it's something, an idea that had come to me because, you know, I wanted to do something very real, and it's a story about a priest. And, you know, this is a priest. It's a different depiction, I think, from anything we've seen in the past because it's very real and he's very human. You know, he's not perfect. He has a past with drug addiction. He comes from the wrong side of the streets. He's got a very bad influenced brother. And so, you know, he's going to encounter, you know, as soon as he becomes ordained, these, you know, bad influences from his past end up again on his doorstep, and there's a lot of temptation. But rather than it being, you know, a negative, you know, story, I wanted something that would speak to the miracles of faith and how it can change people. And so what it does is he ends up actually being able to save the bad people around him who need the help and who need faith. So, I mean, it's kind of like Mean Streets meets It's a Wonderful Life. And it's I'm very proud of it.
Yes. I was reading a little bit about it, and I think what's so amazing about it, has, you know, as like a psychological drama thriller, it has so many different layers to it. And I really love the layer of bringing in God, bringing in the faith, and bringing in the hope, bringing it back. Because sometimes, you know, there's dark stories.
Oh, yeah, and for sure it does, you know, have those elements. And there's a lot of pain in this story, you know, a lot of mistakes, a lot of hurt. In terms of, you know, and there's something else I realized after I finished writing it. It's like this was a broken family. But by the end, God mends them all, and they're a close-knit, tight, happy family again from being shattered, you know?
Yes, yes. I think that brings up an incredible point. I mean, let's just be real honest. Aren't we all in pain at one time in our life? Isn't there, life has been a struggle.
Absolutely.
It's incredible that you bring this realness, especially for a priest, that they're human too. They can have a past of pain,
yes,
of addiction,
yes,
but also of redemption.
Yes, and you know what was interesting is when I first had the idea, because, you know, I think there's a fear as a creator when you're doing something like this, like, will you have the support of, for instance, the Catholic Church when you're going out there and creating this character who isn't perfect, who has a past, who's made mistakes, who discovers he's fathered a child, which he didn't know, you know, when he went away to become a priest, but he did. And, I mean, you know, so I spoke to a lot of priests, and I did some interviews, and they were thrilled. And I was very surprised by the support that I found from them. They said, yeah, we're human, and we struggle every day with these types of things, and we'd like to see that because that's real.
Well, I think so also. I know you as a very strong Catholic, very strong faith in God, and we have a Monsignor in my family. I think it's also sometimes we have to also see, we do put them on a pedestal because they are,
sure,
an instrument of God, a vessel here on earth, but we also can't idealize them that they can't ever have problems and they can't be perfect. I mean, that's such a huge strain to put on them to kind of carry everybody's burdens and then be
perfect. Exactly. Because they're the ones who are out there listening to people, helping people, guiding people. But at the same time, behind all of that, they're people too.
Yes. And I listen to 96.7. It's K-Love. It's a Christian radio station. And there's one song, I can't remember who it's by, and it's a song about saying, you know, I'm your local priest, I'm your local pastor, but do you understand, I still have the same fears and feelings and insecurities as you do. You know, I'm just this human, and yes, I'm up on the pulpit, but also, you know, if you could really look into my eyes, you'd see I'm also human too.
Exactly. Yep.
And I think it's incredible, though, to see, I mean, all the different characters that are involved in your film. How did you create them? How did they come to mind?
Well, that's a really great question. You know, I had the idea of the priest first, and I wanted him to have the past, especially with the addiction, because that's a real flaw. And I do have a personal belief, and maybe some people might think it's out there, but I kind of feel like drugs and drug addiction, I think that, in a way, it's like the presence of Satan on Earth. You know, I feel that's it. And so I wanted to give him that. And then, you know, with the brother, I think that there needed to be conflict and an obstacle. And certainly that's, you know, where the brother comes in. And then, you know, with the child and the ex-girlfriend. So it just kind of wrote itself. You know, I have to... I can't, it's really hard, you know, to say, like, how, but once it happens, it flowed.
Yes. How long did it take you to create this?
Well, what happens is that, you know, as I do this, you know, there's always other work and other things on your plate, and so, you know, I do take a tremendous amount of ghostwriting and script reading work, and then, you know, other stuff. So, I mean, I had the first draft, which initially was a pilot, you know, because I was thinking to do this possibly as a series. So I would say off and on, more than a year, you know, to do the first draft as a pilot, then to stop and give it, you know, some time and do the rewrite. You know, a whole year.
So where are you now? What's next? What's the next move for Unholy Nights?
Well, what I've been doing is I put together, I mean, you know, and I want to stop and say this, and for whoever listens to this, the people who have been so gracious and so sweet and so supportive, you know, a tremendous team, you know, is being put together of people who've known me, of people who really want me to have an opportunity to do something to demonstrate what I'm capable of. And we have had such good fortune, and thank God for it, of people who really want to support this project and don't even care about being paid and don't care about the money, because they want to do something that they really believe in and they want to be supportive of me. So I can't, you know, I'm very lucky and I'm very grateful for that. So, you know, we have people on board who are interested in helping us with sound, a wonderful DP, somebody who also edits and does color correction. And then I went ahead and I got a line producer, and we went ahead and made the budget, and then I have to go and be in talks with other companies and people to close the gap in terms of the cash we'll need. But it's a very low cash need because of all this, you know, goodwill and people looking to help us. So and there's a lot of options that comes from that when you start opening up these talks. So there's, you know, it's going well, it's moving along, but there are going to be soon, I believe, a lot of big decisions that need to be made. But it's a tremendous amount of progress inside of a month. That much I will say, a good amount of progress.
Yes, and I don't think that everybody really understands the back, behind the scenes before a movie is made, before the film is made, and when it's being made. It is a very long, tedious process.
Oh, yeah, and it's overwhelming sometimes, and especially in this stage when it's early and I'm the person pretty much still doing it by myself. You know, when you're producing, it's endless. There's so many fronts that you have to cover. All right, did you get your copyright? All right, did you, you know, talk to this person, and you need to find somebody for sound, and then you have discussions with the line producer. So it's like you're wearing another hat every 10 minutes. It's crazy. So, yeah, it's a very long process. And then, like I said, all the discussions you have to have with people, and decisions have consequences. So, you know, you kind of have to not rush. That's one thing for sure.
Yes.
You know, take your time before you make those decisions. Yep.
And I think really important, how do you keep your emotional strength and also your emotional armor on? Because this is also something near and dear to you. You have to be very careful out there as you say, shopping around sometimes for different
yes.
things. That this is your baby.
Yep. Well, it's very hard, and I have to be very honest and admit, you know, when it comes, you know, to just doing this and being, you know, strictly, you know, cold about it or keeping it, you know, only as a business, I struggle with that. It's very hard for me because, I want very much to do what's right by it in terms of business, but yet emotionally, it's like there's certain things that you want. So it's a period of growth, I guess. It's not easy.
Yes. And what type of questions? I mean, do you have a lot of people coming to you about your script? Do people want to change? I mean, what is a typical day like for you?
Well, I think the typical day, and what's really wonderful is so far in the few people I've put this out to, I've had amazing responses to the script. No one has asked me to change a sentence even, which has been great.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that's been really wonderful. But there's a lot of, you know, other...
Yeah.
bigger decisions like, when you talk about casting and who might be right for this. And then what happens is, you know, when you're doing this, you know, people have every right when they come to you that they are going to want what is right for them, like what's in it for me. And that's business, you know. And so then you have to listen to that stuff. And then you kind of wonder, like, okay, is this going to be right for the project? And I think probably what's going to be happening this weekend, what might be, I think, you know, you talk about, you know, how do you keep it together? I need a list of pros and cons, you know, just to get it all outside
mm-hmm.
of my head and write it down. You know, well, this is what this person said and this is what that person wants, and to be able to really, really examine, you know, who's right for
yeah.
this and what's right for it.
Yes. Did you ever think of teaching a course on this? Because you are just so incredible and you really break it down.
Well, thank you. The only time I taught was once before. It was a workshop on screenwriting in the city, and it was a lot of fun. It was a small group of students, I think like 8 or 10 people, but that's the only teaching I had ever done. So, yeah, but no, I had never sat back and thought about it.
Because I think, I know we're talking about how you know, all the work that goes into it, but I think it's not to discourage anyone. I think it's also a very exciting time. This is also a very positive, and it can be done, and you don't have to have millions of dollars to do this.
No,
you
no.
can do a small independent film and have a great project.
Sure, of course. Yeah. And I think that, look, you have to be willing to make mistakes. You have to be willing, and God knows in the past I've done things and that by the end of it, it was well done and they were okay, but it wasn't a perfect process. And I think that's the pressure that gets felt in this stage is okay, because you know that, and you know that one wrong decision could be the big slip, you know what I'm saying? Like, and so I think that's, you know, where and why this stage becomes so important, because when you make these calls, you know, this can make it or break it. So it's really tough, and I think this goes on every level of project, not just on an indie project, even on high-level projects. Like even a friend of mine was telling me in an interview with The Vampire, they had cast River Phoenix in the Christian Slater role. And they had shot things and everything was going well. And then, boom, River Phoenix dies. So they had to redo everything with Christian Slater. And I'm sure that was, I mean, look, they had the resources to do what they had to do. But still, you know, so things happen.
Yes, yes. And I think that's what's so also incredible about this entertainment industry. You're taught either as behind the scenes or as an actor, which I've been trained in, is that be prepared that anything can happen, but don't be too prepared. Just you have to learn to say, okay, this it is what it is, and just go out there and do your best and
yes.
not be in your own head.
Exactly. Yeah, that's hard. That's really hard. And I think that I think actors have it really difficult because, yeah, you know, they find themselves in a lot of tricky situations, I'm sure, just like we do behind the camera. So, yeah. And I don't think there's anybody that really has the cakewalk, you know?
No. And, I mean, there's some funny stories. I remember I was doing a play a few years ago, and one of the other lead actresses that I was on stage with had gotten physically sick right before we were going on. So she literally physically could not come up on stage
Aww.
With me, and we weren't sure how long it would take her to clean up and come out very quickly. But, of course, the audience is there. The show must go on.
Wow, exactly.
They're like, go out there and do what you have to do and make somehow improv. And it went really well. I mean, I think that's like working under that pressure also can be so exciting and so come up with such great ideas.
Absolutely. And like I was saying with all of this, I mean, look, sometimes these things aren't pleasant. The pressure is not fun, okay? But you kind of have to let it be and then just pray that on the other side of it is growth and that you do earn more confidence from it and that you do grow from it and you do learn from it. So you have to, you know, get your head in that place too.
Yes, yes. What would you want people to walk away from this film saying or feeling or coming away with it?
Well, hope, I think, is the most important thing. I think that it's about hope and love and believing in other people and knowing that regardless of what they've done in the past or what mistakes they've made or what, you know, weaknesses they have, that they can overcome them. That, you know, and that I think faith is a big part of that. And that's really the message in this film.
Yes, yes. And how is it, how has it been, you know, I know we discussed in our last show about your faith in this industry. How is it today for you with since we taped our last episode and all of that? How has it been?
Oh, fantastic. And I think that it's, you know, something that is very uplifting and I think something that a lot of us in this industry really need. I really do believe that. I think that should be, you know, something that's an option put out there to all people who are entering this industry or are in this industry, you know, to help keep their spirits uplifted and help them, you know, realize that they are going to make the right decisions and choices and to have faith that you're maybe on a path where you're supposed to be, you know, and then that's a great deal of comfort in that.
Yes, yes. And I've had many people reach out after our episode, and we're very touched by it. We're very interested. You know, people that were not in the industry and people who were part of the industry that said it was so refreshing and it's so hopeful and inspirational and encouraging that there's other artists out there who want and have God in their profession.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. I think that it's, like, for me, it means a lot. And, you know, the best thing I can do is one-on-one with my friends, with people I talk to, people I'm close to, you know, is to share that with them, you know, and to tell them, you know, hey, I've had bitterness, I've had anger, but this is what helped me and helps me, you know, get rid of that so that I can move forward and put all the bad behind, you know?
Yes. Yes, and I think that we were having a discussion before about just about life and working through daily struggles for people and how each person kind of has to be aware of how they react or don't react to struggles, to pain, to trauma or addiction that's been in their life and how to kind of, you know, it's these things happen and we're not undermining them, but it's being able to say, okay, how can I support myself and surround myself with people who are also working on themselves, not people who we don't, nobody's perfect, but I think having a healthy support network.
Absolutely. I think that that's really key. And I think that's one of the things I've learned from the mistake I think I made in the past was not looking out for myself and not seeing to it that I had that support group. And then it becomes isolating and very difficult, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah, I think that that's really key.
Yeah. And I think so many times, you know, we can't get rid of all the toxic people that are around us because
no.
There's certain people that unfortunately bosses or this or that that are around. But I think it's really important that you have healthy people because if you always are surrounded by naysayers or toxic people, after a while they really do start to impact your decisions and your behaviors and your feelings.
Absolutely, yes. And you, look, I'll tell you what it is and I think what was always kind of disturbing to me, having, you know, worked on this and these things for, let's say, 6 years of nonstop, you know, exposure. And it was kind of like this, you know, can't beat them, join them. And it's like, well, why does that have to be the way it is? But that's
what
you're dealing with, is that everybody buys in. And you're like, okay, zombies. You know, I just, it's pretty crazy. But, yeah, you have to, you know, get out of that environment a little bit and take some distance from it because that's really what you're going to deal with. Is that everybody thinks it's okay.
And I think, yeah, and then you think everybody else is doing. It's not about now you just have to join them no matter what. That it's not. I think it's not so black and white. I mean, I remember being 18 years old going on certain auditions and casting calls and had someone measure my ankles and my calves, whatever they were at the time, and one was an inch and a half bigger than the other one. They're like, what are you going to do? And I said, I don't know. And you know, as an 18-year-old, probably I can laugh at it now, but, I mean, you know, especially around that age, you're really body image.
That's right. Yes, yes, yes. Girls that age especially, I think, are particularly sensitive, you know, to developing, you know, issues about their body, and that sure doesn't help.
Yes.
That's damaging,
and that's
yeah.
been one of my big missions, too, is to really help, you know, young men, women who are in this business, coming into this business, to really understand you don't need to be spoken to like that either. And to
absolute
really, you know,
boundaries.
I know this business
yes.
is body type,
yeah,
but they still don't get to demean you. There's a
no,
difference.
No, absolutely not. No, and I don't see that how that would be relevant, you know, in the larger scheme of things. I just don't know. It's wrong.
Yes, it's a tough business, but I think it's such
sure.
an incredible business. It has those sides, but it's being able to make sure you're well-rounded in spiritually, mentally, physically, verbally, emotionally. You have all your support systems to help you get through these daily blocks that come up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think one of the things that I've been doing recently, very slowly, but I have to build myself up to it, is I'm trying to incorporate, you know, a workout routine, because I think that's a good thing in terms of, you know, all
mm-hmm.
the things you need to be doing to take care of yourself, to be, you know, fit in all ways to deal with all that you have to.
Yes, yes. I feel physical health is definitely, as a trainer and instructor, I feel it helps.
That's amazing.
Good
you
about
are
yourself.
Just so amazing.
Thank you. I love doing it, but I think it's so important. You have to take care of yourself so you feel good about yourself, and also to get out all the different things that are going on in your life. It's all about self-care, I find, is really, it sounds cliche, but it's so,
no, but
so
it's true.
It's
absolutely
self-care.
True. Yes, absolutely. And I think that, you know, on this, one of the things, just talking in general about, you know, doing a project and all the stress that comes with it, even in the discussion with the line producer, you know, they give you the schedule and, you know, the budget and the breakdown. And we had talked and, you know, naturally if I do a 10 or 11-day shoot, that's cheaper. Okay, Alexa? But then, of course,
mm-hmm.
I sat back and thought about it, and I can't stand that some film people will do the chicken without heads and overtime and 15-hour days. I remember on one film, by the time I got home, I was literally awake for 21 hours. I mean, that's brutal. And
yes.
So I thought about it and said, nope, we'll do 15 days. So this way everybody is calm and relaxed and well taken care of, because I don't want to, you know, push people over the edge. And then, you know, I think that would have an impact on the film as well, you know? So, yeah.
Yes, I mean, to be working that hard and that intense 10, 11
exactly.
days straight, and you're being, you know, filmed, too, for actors, actresses,
exactly.
stuff. You know, you want to make sure you're refreshed and you have your daily routine of taking care of yourself and self-care and being able to show up and say, okay, this is the best me I'm putting forward.
Absolutely. And not only that, I think if you want to get the best out of people in terms of being a producer, well, what do I want? I want their input. I want their energy. I want their creativity. I don't want them tired and miserable and cranky. Not going to serve anybody.
Yes. No. No, everyone and the mind can't work after certain hours of being awake and being just literally exhausted.
Last night I was waiting for a call from this wonderful lady, and I have to have some discussions with her, too, about this project, and she was supposed to call me at 10. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm in bed, and I have the phone by me. I fell asleep. I'm like, I can't. You know?
Yes.
You know, we're all human. You know, you need to keep a schedule and do what you got to do. So I'll speak to her at some point today. It's not the end of the world, you know?
Yes, yes. So thinking about shooting this film, how long? So you're saying about 15 days, you think, this
yes.
would be to take to shoot?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How many characters are in it? How many actors, actresses
oh, all
will
total,
be in this
it's
cast?
Only 10. I mean, there's like really and truly 3 or 4, you know, characters who are going to be involved you know, and in a more extensive way, which would be the priest, his brother, the ex-girlfriend, and the bishop, Bishop Brady, in the story. And so, you know, those characters are going to need to be around more. But then there's the supporting characters. So, yeah, we have about 10 people. And locations, I think, we're kind of like at 6 or 7. It's really not too many, which I did that on purpose. That's by design. And, again, it's because you don't want to be running all around the place. You want to keep it manageable.
Yes. Will it be shooting local? Will it be – can you disclose that?
Oh, yeah.
That?
No, I would very much like to do it out here in Long Island because, you know, I know – people out here, and I know the neighborhood really well, you know, and I can, it's easier for me to coordinate and do a better
yes.
job of thinking, you know, keeping everything close together. So, yeah, that'd be ideal. I might want to do some of the exteriors in Queens because it's supposed to be a story that takes place in Queens. So, I mean, you can't, you know, that's authentic if I do that. So, that's not a big deal.
Yes. And it's not too far away either. With
no.
It's okay.
Exactly.
Even if there's any weather issues, it's still manageable because you never know. You know, in the winter it could be snow, and in the summer, spring it could be rains. I mean, sometimes you just kind of don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, I think, like I said, I think if we kept it out here mostly, that would be very easy to manage. And I'm just, you know, really looking forward to seeing, you know, what comes next. And you know, this month I think promises to be a lot of answers. You know, and a lot more decisions taking place, which kind of narrows, you know, the path as to, you know, where exactly it's heading. But I'm going to keep my mind open. Like I said, I don't want to, you know, close off other people, and I have to hear out everyone, you know, whoever is expressing interest. And again, I think it's beautiful and I love it. So I'm very grateful for that.
Great. Is there a page yet or any websites where my listeners can look up?
No, actually, I haven't done that yet, but, you know, it's not too hard to take care of, and I might actually do something today to add a page to my website, which is the Epic Artist Films website. There's a projects page, and I can easily have that updated.
Wonderful. Well,
yeah,
what
and
at the end of the show?
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that there is a gentleman I've been speaking with, and he wants to come on board as one of the actors in a supporting role. And he's also a photographer. And so maybe in about a week or so, we might have a poster, a preliminary poster.
Oh, wonderful. Bail.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I am so looking forward to it. And again, I just wanted to thank you again for being on the show. It's just such a pleasure to have
Same
you on
here.
Once more.
Same here.
Great. And everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to Insight into Healing. If you have any questions or ideas, please send them to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Everyone, have a good night, and God bless.
Hurry into Old Navy today and tomorrow to get jeans for the whole family on sale. Just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, starting today, redeem your Super Cash to save even more at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Super Cash valid 6/3 to 6/11. Jeans valid 6/3 to 6/4. Select styles only. Hurry into Old Navy today and tomorrow to get jeans for the whole family on sale. Just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, starting today, redeem your Super Cash to save even more at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Super Cash valid 6/3 to 6/11. Jeans valid 6/3 to 6/4. Select styles only.